Call This Our Religion 101, guests in studio to talk about the topic on behalf of our Kauffman Interfaith Institute, Dr. Douglas Kinchy. Good morning to you.
Morning, Shelley.
We've got a roundtable discussion. Lots happening. Always nice to see you. Kyle Coyers, program manager.
And Shelley, great to be here.
Yes. And a special guest in studio?
Yes. Grand Valley has hired a new person who is the Campus Interfaith Coordinator. And Kevin McIntosh is with us today. He's been here about a year now,
right? About a year now.
And he works on the Allendale campus as well as downtown, but he also helps us coordinate our interns at the other colleges. We have interns at Aquinas College, Calvin College, Kuiper, Hope College, and also Grand Valley. Mm-hmm. So he's kind of our campus guy, and he's been doing a really great job. It's really wonderful to have him part of the team.
Great.
And Kevin coordinated, along with Kyle, a special event last weekend. So I'll let him talk about that.
Perfect. Thanks. Thanks, Shelley, for having us.
Yes.
So this past weekend, we hosted our third annual Made in Michigan Interfaith Lab, which is a conference that we do based with the Interfaith Youth Corps. We got a grant from them, and we had students from about six or seven different colleges here. From down in Kalamazoo College came up, Hope, Kuiper, Aquinas, Davenport, Grand Valley, and Calvin. Mm-hmm. All came together. It was really just a great time for them to learn from each other and be in the same room and talk to each other and realize that there are other students on different campuses doing this interfaith work as well. Mm-hmm.
Was this a one-day opportunity here or a weekend?
It was a one-day opportunity with a optional on Friday night, Friday evening. We were lucky enough to go visit our friends at the Secuadora. They hosted a site visit for us. So students were able to go and learn and sort of start off what we call an interfaith weekend off with a practical site visit.
And there were 30 college students with...
30 to 40, so about 40.
And did they come on their own, or was there a, I mean, you opened the invitation and whoever showed came?
Yeah, we opened the invitation. Students registered all throughout the summer and this past semester. And yeah, they were all willing to get there at 8:30 in the morning, which is early for college students. It's early for me as not a college student on a Saturday. But they were there and they're just excited all day.
Great. What was the take-home message from this weekend, you think?
Yeah, so our take-home message was really thinking about interfaith and social justice combined. And so students were able to talk about, Kyle did a great presentation that students really enjoyed on what does it mean to be grounded in your tradition while doing interfaith work. Students heard from Interfaith Youth Corps about how to tell your story, how to have difficult dialogues. They heard about intersectionality. So trying to think about all these different factors of the work that we do and how they can bring them back to college.
That's great. Kyle, anything to add to that?
No, Kevin and his staff in the Campus Interfaith Resource Office out on the Allendale campus did a remarkable job with this. Really, I was just there to do my workshop and help students and campus leaders think through, again, what Kevin said, remaining grounded in our faith, spiritual, secular identities as we are intersecting and doing good work with others.
Let's segue into what's coming up in November, where you and Kevin will continue to work together.
Yeah, again, and this is partly due to Kevin's brilliance in terms of how we applied, but we were accepted to do a presentation at the 2018 Parliament of the World's Religions. So on Tuesday, November...
On Election Day.
That's right. At 3:15, we will be doing a workshop on building an interfaith network across multiple colleges and universities. So sort of showcasing Kauffman and Grand Valley's work since the Year of Interfaith Understanding and before, pulling together an academic consortium conference and then the development of our intern program and continually welcoming in more schools and more interns. So... we're really excited about it. Kevin and I were at the Secuadora again on Sunday, and some of our friends from the Sikh Sangat of North America were there with an exhibit on Sikh soldiers during World War I. And as we were talking with them, they're based in Toronto, I believe, they were just saying how remarkable it is that while Grand Rapids doesn't necessarily have the quantity of diversity that other big cities around the country do, the level of interfaith engagement here that Kauffman kind of helps to kickstart is absolutely remarkable. And so they're thrilled that we are going and sharing a little bit of our story.
Kevin?
Yeah, I mean, I think when I talk to my colleagues at other universities, the fact that there's a public university doing interfaith work is so remarkable. So I think to share that story and share ways that we've been doing it and ways that you can connect with other campuses, or either, even we're going to talk about the fact that we work with movie theaters and art museums and so many other people to build this network. So I'm really excited for it. I think it should be a good presentation. If you're going to be like us and you're not here on Election Day, though, vote absentee.
That's right. Yeah.
Parliament of Worlds World Religions. I like that. All right, Dr. Kinchy. We're very
excited. Every 3 years we have our major Jewish, Christian, Muslim dialogue, and this is the year for that. And we have kind of a new cast this time, and we're really pleased with the group that's coming. The Jewish representative is Rabbi Elliot Cosgrove. He is the chief rabbi at Park Avenue Synagogue. That's one of the prominent synagogues in New York City. And he's an author and editor of a book on Jewish theology, a graduate PhD at the University of Chicago from the Divinity School, and he's becoming one of the leading voices in the Jewish community. So for those of our listeners that may have seen the on television or maybe even present in person, but when the Pope was here a couple of years ago, they had a special service remembering the victims of 9/11, and it was at the 9/11 memorial. And Elliot Cosgrove was selected to be the Jewish representative, and he sat next to the Pope, and on the other side was Imam Galal, who is the chief rabbi at New York University, and who sat on the other side of the Pope. And at the beginning of the service, the two of them stood up on separate podiums and compared back and forth quotes from their traditions. And that was kind of the introduction before the Pope spoke. So it's, you know, he was selected to be the representative to do that. And he has also become quite prominent in, like I said, in the Jewish community. We're really excited to have him here. And then the Christian representative this year is Jennifer Howe Peace. She is a professor at Andover Newton, which has now joined forces with Yale Divinity School. And Jennifer is also an author and published books. She also was the founder of the American Association of Religion, AR, of the subgroup on interfaith. It's a new development there. So she's our Christian representative. And then Ibu Patel, who was here a few years ago. He spoke at Aquinas College. He spoke at Grand Valley. And then he came back and was one of the speakers at the January series at Calvin. Ibu is coming back. Ibu, of course, is the founder and president of the Interfaith Youth Corps, which we have been working with a lot. They're the ones that funded the Made in Michigan conference that Kyle and Kevin were dealing with. They really like us because not only, as was mentioned, are we doing a lot of things in this community, but we're also networking with the other colleges. Quite often when Ibu Patel goes to a campus, and by the way, the Interfaith Youth Corps is involved now in over 600 campuses around the country. When they go to a college, it's usually going just to that college. When they come to Grand Rapids, they're involved with all of the colleges. We have 8 colleges and seminaries in our network, in our consortium here. So they're very pleased to come here and make that kind of impact. So anyway, Ibu Patel, for those who don't know, he was a Rhodes Scholar at Oxford College, got his doctorate in sociology, could have had a very nice academic career, but after 9/11 he realized that Al-Qaeda and ISIS and some of those groups are very clever in recruiting young people. Young people who in their late teens and early 20s are looking for meaning, looking for something that they can commit their lives to. And they know how to kind of capture them at that age. And he says, we need something on the positive side. So the whole Interfaith Youth Corps is organized around college students who want to come together on an interfaith basis to do service activities. And like I said, it's been very successful. He's been the author of a number of books, the recent one just published by Princeton University Press, on interfaith and the American dream. What does it mean to be a non-majority religion person in America? For a long time, you know, America was predominantly Protestant, and the Catholics went through a struggle becoming accepted, and the Jews as well. He says we're at that turning point now where we need to learn and accept fully the Muslims in our community because they also want to be good, law-abiding, loyal Americans. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's writing about now. And we're really pleased that he's going to be here and sharing his ideas with our community.
Yes, again, that's Wednesday, November 14th, Thursday, November 15th, Religious Identity, Dividing or Uniting. This is free, but registration is required, right?
Yeah, and we should also clarify that the Wednesday is kind of a pre-conference, and that's going to be on the Allendale campus. That's primarily for students, although anyone is welcome. And that's sort of a one-hour, one-and-a-half-hour version of the all-day conference, which is Thursday the 15th. And that all-day conference is held at the Eberhardt Center in downtown Grand Rapids. And that is the sort of the pattern we've used for all of these Jewish-Christian-Muslim dialogues. It's in three sections. The first one, the Jewish person, who would be Elliot Cosgrove, will give roughly a 45-minute talk, and then the other two religious representatives respond to that talk, and then we have questions and answers. Then we do the same thing again with the Christian leading, and then finally with the Muslim leading. So it's kind of a pattern that's been very successful, and we'll get hundreds of people out for this, and we encourage you to register early because there may not be enough space, but there's always information on our website, www.interfaithunderstanding.org.
And obviously, Kevin McIntosh, what an opportunity for students to take advantage of this, yes?
Yeah, and I really am appreciative of Doug and Kyle's work in realizing that we had some barriers for college students to get downtown, especially our Grand Valley students and our Hope students especially, and the fact that it used to be all day and students have classes. And so to be able to do one for students or other people in the community that might be able to get off at 5:30 a little bit easier than being able to take off a couple hours on a Thursday morning.
Kyle Coyers, you leave us with?
I'll just say that, you know, looking at the Year of Interfaith Understanding, the Year of Interfaith Service, and now the Year of Interfaith Friendship, you know, this triennial Jewish-Christian-Muslim dialogue, this conference that we're putting on, Religious Identity, Dividing or Uniting, this is really an anchor for interfaith work in our community, going back even to Muskegon with the Jewish-Christian dialogue. And so this is where the magic really kind of takes place in terms of not only a culmination of all the efforts that and events and initiatives that have gone on in the past 3 years and years before that, but really is a point to kind of launch ourselves into the future. So I definitely encourage folks to join the conversation.
All right, gentlemen, stay the course with the upcoming Parliament and the dialogue. Good things happening under your leadership, Dr. Kinchy. Kauffman Interfaith Institute, thanks. Doug Kinchy, Kyle Coyers, and Kevin McIntosh.